Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Most of us know someone who is not a morning person. In fact, we may be that person. We may be more of a night owl. That's our time to shine. And I guess that we're all different. We all have different schedules. We all have different lifestyles. But still, there is something to be said for the morning as the sun is rising. It is usually quieter at that time, so there are less distractions. There are less interruptions, and perhaps there are even less demands on our time in that hour of the day. So for many of us, the early morning is a good time of the day to pray, to begin our day speaking with the Lord. As we're told in Job chapter 1, verse 5, where it says that Job would rise up early in the morning to pray for his children. And that sounds like a good thing, doesn't it? And as we are also told in Matthew chapter 14 and in Mark chapter 1, where it says that in the evening, and early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus went out by himself to pray. That is how he began his day, and that is how he concluded his day. And as we come to Psalm chapter 5, we find that is how King David began his day. David was a morning person. In fact, one translation calls this psalm a morning prayer, boker in Hebrew, a prayer at the dawn of a new day. So, in verse 1, David prays and he says, give ear, azen in Hebrew, listen to my words, O Lord God Almighty. Consider, evaluate the depth of my groanings, the depth of my pain and of my suffering. What only you can see, what only you can hear. Weigh those things on a scale and determine if what I am asking you is right. Heed the sound of my cry, kased in Hebrew. Lean in my direction and answer my plea for help. My King and my God, Most High. For you alone are able to rescue me. So to you alone, I will pray. Why would I go anywhere else? In the morning, David says in verse 3, at the dawn of each new day, O Lord, you hear my voice. I do not neglect to begin each day with you. In the morning, as the sun begins to shine and the darkness begins to fade away, I direct my prayer to you. Arach in Hebrew. I offer up my prayer to you as one would offer up a sacrifice on the altar. My prayer rises up to you. I will not keep silent. For my time with you is the key to unlock each day. And so I look to you, and I eagerly watch and I wait for you to speak to my heart and to answer me and to set things right, Lord. You see the evil that is all around me. And I know that you are not a God who takes pleasure in evil or in wickedness. No evil dwells with you. So those who seek to harm me are displeasing to you because they glory in their sin. Sounds a little like today, doesn't it? The boastful, David prays in verse 5. The arrogant are foolish because they will not stand before your eyes in your presence and live with you forever. Their days are numbered. They may escape the judgment of man while they are here on this earth, but they cannot escape the judgment of God. And that day of reckoning is coming. So, David says, you hate all those who do iniquity. Avan in Hebrew. Those who do wrong, you will destroy them, he says. You will break them in two because they speak falsehood. They speak lies, David adds. In verse 6, the Lord abhors them. Ta'ev in Hebrew. He rejects the man of bloodshed and the man of deceit and of deception and of dishonesty. They are digging their own graves by their actions because the holiness of God demands punishment. And as it says in Hebrews 10:31, it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But foolishly, they have no such fear at all. But as for me, David says and prays in verse 7, through no merit of my own, through no goodness of my own, but by your abundant loving kindness, hesed in Hebrew, by your mercy, and according to your unchanging love, I will enter into your house. I'll enter into your holy temple, for I too have sin that needs to be forgiven. So I will bow down to you, before you in worship and in reverence, in holy fear and in awe of you. So I will come with confidence before you because of your abundant grace to me. O Lord, lead me, he says in verse 8. Nahah in Hebrew. Guide me as a father would guide his child. For I am not always able to discern your way of righteousness. What is the best course of action? My way is not always the right way. So I am at a loss to know what to do because of my foes. Sorek in Hebrew, because of my enemies who are your enemies as well, Lord. Those who lie in wait for me to fail and to fall into sin. So make the truth of your way straight to me. Yasher. In Hebrew, make it plain before me, make it clear to me so that I might understand. I put my trust in you. For those who oppose me are like all those who do not know you, David says to the Lord in verse 9. There is nothing reliable. There is nothing trustworthy in what they say. Their inward part, kerev in Hebrew, their thoughts and their feelings are destruction itself. Hava, they're deadly. They're like a deep pit. Their throat, their mouth is like an open grave, spewing out vileness and disease. They flatter with their tongue, with smooth-sounding words. But in their heart, in their mind, they slander me. Hold them guilty, O Lord, David asks in verse 10. Hashem in Hebrew. Hold them accountable for their actions. By their own devices. Moetzah in Hebrew. According to their wickedness, according to their evil plans, let them all fall in the multitude of their transgressions. Thrust them out. Nadach in Hebrew. Drive them away. And if they had sinned against me, if it was only me, David says, then I could bear it. But they've rebelled against you, Lord. And this is a warning. This is a warning to all those who live in disobedience to the word of God and who disgrace the name of Christ. A day of reckoning is coming soon. But the psalmist prays in verse 11, let all those who take refuge in you, who put their trust in your salvation in Christ, let them be glad and rejoice. Let them ever cry out and sing for joy. And may you always shelter them and protect them and defend them, that those who dearly love your name may exalt you and be joyful in you alone. For it is you, David concludes in verse 12, who blesses the righteous man. Oh Lord, you surround him with a song of deliverance, with favor and with goodness, as with a shield. Someday, all those who do not belong to Jesus Christ will weep and mourn in a lake of fire forever. This is what the Bible tells us. So there is nothing to sing about in this life or in the life to come. But those of us who do belong to the Lord can rejoice and be glad both now and forever. So let us bring our songs of praise and of thanksgiving to him each day on the wings of the dawn in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.